From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Shinzo Abe is speaking at Davos today to sell countries on the idea of sharing data. Japan's economy is struggling. In December, exports saw their biggest drop in 2 years. And one way out could be crunching huge amounts of data to help develop smart cities, smart supermarkets and factories. The BBC's Joe Miller has more from Davos.
Effectively, what he's talking about is the background to one of Japan's big, big bets, which is artificial intelligence. And as you might have seen, Japan's exports have been slowing recently. Its economy is in a little bit of trouble, and it really wants to be a world leader when it comes to artificial intelligence, which of course relies on huge troves of data. But this data, you know, cannot be gathered by one country alone, because in order for machine learning to work, you need to take vast amounts of data gathered from individuals and from companies in order to teach machines to think like humans. And Shinzo Abe's message here at Davos is, while we're talking about all of the global trade wars and goods and services going across borders, there's another very, very important issue to be dealt with, and that is how we can come to some sort of framework in which we all share data, countries, companies, across borders, so that everyone can benefit. And central to his speech is that this is not a zero-sum game, that companies and countries don't lose from sharing their data. On the contrary, everyone benefits.
What are we talking about? Stuff like smarter cities?
It really does cover anything you can possibly think of, from how our cities operate, from how transport networks are set up, from how our supermarkets decide which products to market at people. But it goes a little bit more particular than that, because there's a lot of talk about what they call smart factories, manufacturing very, very complex technology that were entirely put together using machine learning, so anticipating the needs of whatever individual customers want. And you could have, you know, massive campuses that are run without any human workers on the floor. And that is, particularly in Japan, one of the big, big pushes. But in order to do that, you need to essentially teach a machine all of the intelligence that a previous floor manager at a factory would have had. You need to be able to teach machines to anticipate what weather changes might do to the supply chain, you know, what regulations might do, what people's behavior might do, what the time of year might do, what the aging society might do to supply chains, and put all of that into one big machine learning process. And out of that, supposedly, will come this system that is much more fluid than what we have today.
I still feel like that's going to be a hard sell, because there are a lot of debates within countries about how to handle data, how to share it, who benefits. So to make that a global pitch, surely he's going to find some resistance.
It's an incredibly hard sell, and perhaps the hardest sell here at Davos this week, because while there's a lot of talk about AI and globalization 4.0, as the World Economic Forum puts it, and all that needs to go into the technology behind these processes, there's very little talk about the regulation. And there's a very good reason for that, and that is because there's extreme divergence around the globe on how to deal with not just individual data, but also corporate data. If you take, for example, the EU's approach, well, Brussels is very, very worried about individual privacy and has been the world leader in cracking down on big social networks and other big corporations in how they deal with individual data that they gather. Then you've got Washington, which is far, far more concerned about national security and about which companies and which countries get hold of data that is made in America, gathered in America. And we've seen that blow up recently, for example, with the whole furore over Huawei and Huawei's products being used in vital infrastructure in the US. Many, many lawmakers in the country are worried that the Chinese state could use that for espionage on American citizens. So you've got this massive, massive divergence, as I say. And Japan is somewhat in the middle of those two camps. Japan, as I say, really needs artificial intelligence to move its economy forward. And it kind of sees itself as the peacemaker, perhaps, that perhaps Shinzo Abe and Japan could lead the way and say, look, we have to come up with a framework which is beneficial to all of us, and we're going to lead the way.
You mentioned Huawei, but China generally is also a sticking point here, is it not? It doesn't share its data.
Not only doesn't China share its data, China does not allow foreign companies which gather data while operating in China to take that data out of China back to their home countries. So China is perhaps the most restrictive of all countries when it comes to sharing data or of all the major economies. But behind the scenes here at Davos, you do hear executives from Chinese companies privately acknowledge that it's in their interest to sort out a system in which data can be shared.